Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with the goal of informing and motivating listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 5 regional stations, as well as 4 additional stations in Virginia. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. We sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support of any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support us in this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale.
Go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donate button or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're interviewing today Mike Hill, District 1 Representative, State of Florida. And we're talking about the tyrants, when tyrants in charge have us under their thumb, in control, as we're finding today in America, based on the weaponization of COVID-19. Congressman, just before the news break, we were talking about some of the mask mandates and the lockdowns that's being reinstituted across America. I find it egregious when we have those that will mandate that, and they themselves, like Gavin Newsom in California, that had a meeting with about 30 to 35 representatives of the health system for the state of California. They made an arrest that I understand the average per meal is about $350, and they all met with no mask on at the same time insisting that everybody in the state of California wear a mask even at grandma's Thanksgiving dinner, and to keep your mask on at the table, they say, until you shovel food in, and then while you're chewing or sipping on your drink, then you can take the mask off, but otherwise keep the mask on. What are your thoughts in relationship to the idea that somehow, some way, we the people are supposed to believe that a mask is going to help? And for the benefit of our listeners, Congressman, 85% of those that have died with COVID-19, 85%, hear me, 85% wore masks, and yet they're still harping on the fact that we need to wear a mask. Do you see a greater goal, a far extended goal out there, with these that are bringing about hysteria by saying that we need to wear a mask? Or is it something that you think is wise medically for our citizens to continue to wear a mask?
Dr. Youngblood, the goal is control.
Yes.
We see that coming from our government is simply control. And what they are using as a basic foundation, the mechanism for this control, is fear. And they are trying to make people believe that this COVID-19 virus is so deadly, it's worse than anything we've seen since the Spanish flu, and that if you don't comply with what they say, you will die also, you or your loved ones, which is not at all the truth, Dr. Youngblood. As you stated, 85% of those who died wore masks. Also, the vast majority of those who died were elderly and had other comorbidities, whether it was heart trouble, diabetes, high blood pressure, or whatever. And that the CDC themselves came out about a month ago and said that the number of deaths that were solely attributed to COVID-19 was less than 9% of the total deaths that they said were caused by COVID-19. So it's a very small number. The recovery rate, even if you do get the flu, the COVID virus, the recovery rate for that is over 99%. You see, Dr. Youngblood, all these high-profile people who come down with COVID, and the news makes such a big deal about it. Dr. Ben Carson, a number of the people in the Trump administration, President Trump himself, and they make such a big deal when they get it, but they say nothing about their recovery, which happens usually in a week to 10 days, much like the common flu
yes.
does anyway.
Yes.
But so many people are listening to and are letting the spirit of fear control their behavior. I'm astounded where I see on Facebook, by the way, Dr. Youngblood, I am leaving Facebook more and more, and I'm going to Parler and to Rumble instead. Facebook has already shown its true colors that they are a controlling platform for the globalists that we have in our nation and around the world who are trying to control us. But I saw on Facebook a number of people on there saying, yes, we're going to be having Thanksgiving dinner, but only half our family is coming. Or, yes, we're going to have it, but we're going to be outside. We're not going to be indoors, which is utter and complete nonsense. Go ahead
yes.
and have your dinner with your family. Give thanks to God, to
Amen.
Almighty
yes.
God, for
yes,
his
yes.
blessings that he has
yes.
poured out on this nation, and not let a spirit of fear control you.
Absolutely. I find it absolutely disconcerting to find so many otherwise intelligent Americans that anything that's stated in that vein is simply bowed to and obeyed as though it is the gospel, and it is not. In fact, one of the things, and you touched on it, was the fact that there's such a low percentage of deaths. In fact, it's now less than 1%, 99.2%, I believe, survival rate, and it's the underlying comorbidities that cause the death for the others. But one of the things that's not being talked about naturally by the socialist news media is that we're now at, I believe, about 250,000 deaths in America from COVID. And at the same time, there's about 3.5 million per month deaths in 2020 around the world. In fact, that global number of deaths by way of abortion of 3.5 million per month, hear me, 3.5 million deaths by way of abortion murder per month around the globe, which now is a total of 37,709,161 abortions, and only 1,358,413 deaths by way of COVID. And that makes COVID minuscule in comparison, but it's not being talked about the number of human beings that have been murdered, butchered, by way of Planned Parenthood and other organizations like that, that makes the total now, for our listeners to understand the seriousness, we have about 1,358,000 that have died globally with COVID-19, but 37,709,601 by way of abortion. Now, that's the thing that ought to frighten every citizen, especially as Christians. We ought to understand and recognize the minuscule number of deaths in relationship to COVID, but the massive, massive number of deaths by way of murder that is called abortion. Speak to that and the horrific thought and the scene that we see with that, Mike.
It's horrible, Dr. Youngblood. It's evil that is beyond comprehension that we would murder an innocent baby in the womb just for the sake of convenience, for the sake of population control, for the sake of economics. And it is such a tragedy. And the thing is, Dr. Youngblood, we know this, that innocent blood calls out for justice.
Yes.
And we have a just God who will not let such evil go unpunished. He cannot and still be called just. And there will come a reckoning for this. I'm not sure what it's going to be or when it's going to be, but God will require justice. The only thing that would stop my heart from just breaking completely in two is knowing that these murdered babies are safe and secure with the Lord right now. When they are murdered, they go directly to heaven.
Yes.
And that is the only consoling thing that I have. But if you look at what they have created, even here in the United States, we have a shortage in our Social Security system because we have more of those who are on the benefits of Social Security than number of workers who are paying into it. And if you look at all the babies who have been murdered in the United States since that horrible decision of Roe v. Wade, somewhere around 62 million, I think it is.
Yes.
If we had all of those, not all, even if we had a third of those in our workforce right now, we would not have this shortage of Social Security. So they are creating their own problems by this murder of the innocent life in the womb.
You're exactly right. And I'm looking at an article that says, the title of the article, abortion is the leading cause of death during the coronavirus, killing 37 million worldwide. And the figures that I just quoted were from that article in relationship to the number. Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to Let's Face the Issues. This is Dr. Youngblood. We're interviewing today on our broadcast Mike Hill, District 1 representative from Pensacola for the state of Florida House of Representatives. And you can call 831-0917. Your telephone call, 831-0917, goes directly through to the studios and right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your thoughts in relationship to the question today. When tyrants are in control, are in charge, what are we to do as Christians and as conservatives? Congressman, we touched on it, but we didn't delve into it a whole lot. But I want to talk about two things in particular for the balance of the broadcast. Talk about our Thanksgiving and Christmas holidays and some of the restrictions they're placing on that. Then we want to talk about what is called the reset, the Great Reset. Our listeners may have heard that term by way of some of the commentators, but I don't think most people understand the depth and the breadth of what that means. We the people have become we the sheeple rather than the people that controls our politicians. The politicians are controlling us. And I find it egregious that pastors, Christian leaders, are spineless, not taking a stand, not saying anything in relationship to that. I'm looking at an article here that says, many spineless pastors are backpedaling their word from the Lord regarding a Trump reelection. And multitudes had said, we've got a word from God. President Trump is going to be reelected. And now some of those same pastors are now saying that, no, we made an error. No, that wasn't a word from God. No, Trump's not going to be reelected. Trump can't be reelected. And to go into the great elongated partial apology, if you will, that it's because they didn't realize that with Joe Biden, he could do this for us and he could do that for us. And this article calls it spineless pastors. And I believe that's part of the problem in America today. And it could very well be, Congressman, that God's going to allow Biden to go in office. I'm using a hypothetical. Allow him to go in office if we have passed the threshold of no return because of our banning God, banning the Bible, and rejecting God. What if God uses Joe Biden in the Oval Office as his judgment against a nation that said no to the Bible and to God himself and to prayer, et cetera, et cetera? I believe that is possible, whether probable or not. It is possible that would be what God is doing. But when we think on that subject, let's just ask a question and let you respond to it for our listeners. What is the pathway? What is the what are the steps? And I understand we've given the big picture, but what is the pathway? What are the steps for President Trump to be reelected as President of the United States of America? Then we'll go into some other questions about the Great Reset.
Well, what we are seeing, Dr. Youngblood, right now before our very eyes is evidence of election fraud, not allegations. We're talking evidence, and not just in one state or in one area, but throughout the United States. And what do I mean by evidence? We have people who have sworn affidavits stating that they witnessed or were a part of election fraud. Now, a sworn affidavit is a very serious piece of paper. What you are doing is signing a piece of paper, swearing, and your signature is verified by a notary. You are signing a piece of paper swearing that what you are saying is true under penalty of perjury. In other words, if you are lying, you can go to jail for a felony, which could mean 5 years in jail. Who would risk that if it was not true? And we are having thousands of signed affidavits throughout not only the states that are under contention right now, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Nevada, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Michigan, not only there, but in other states also, where there are masses of amounts, thousands upon thousands of sworn affidavits of election fraud. We must bring that to justice. If we don't bring that to justice, Dr. Youngblood, as I stated earlier, our entire constitutional republic is in jeopardy. You stated that you believe if Joe Biden becomes president, that that could be judgment against the United States. Dr. Youngblood, I believe we're under judgment right now.
Yes, I believe.
And
that.
I will call that judgment the abortion murders that we are seeing. That is a judgment from God because of that horrible decision that was made by Roe v. Wade. We see the LGBTQ movement as judgment on this United States when we have under President Obama a celebration of homosexuality, which is an abomination in the eyes of God, which is those who are directly shaking their fist in God's face saying, no, we will not be fruitful and multiply. We will do what we want instead. And here's President Obama bringing forward a Supreme Court justice, an open homosexual, a Kagan, and then being confirmed by a Republican Senate,
yes,
who now sits on the court and passed a decision stating that homosexual marriage is now the law of the land, when it is not. It is not. It was only to be a part of those states which brought the lawsuit forward. Doesn't become the law of the land. The power belongs to the states and to the people, not to the federal government. So a Supreme Court decision does not become law. Our Constitution says only the legislative branch can make law. The Supreme Court only makes a decision on the constitutionality of that law, but they do not make their own law. So I believe we are under judgment right now, Dr. Youngblood. And what I also believe is that President Trump was brought into office to reverse that judgment. And I don't care what anyone says about his own personal life or his behavior,
yes,
or
right,
how rude and crude he can be. I believe we have seen before our very eyes, Dr. Youngblood, someone who became a Christian and a maturing of their Christian faith over these past 4 years. We have witnessed that. We,
yes,
haven't seen it talked about too much in the media, and even as you say, our spineless churches are not talking about it and giving up. They've given up already. I've seen it. And I would say to your listeners, Dr. Youngblood, if you are attending a church like that, leave the church.
Yes,
leave that church and find another one, a Bible-believing, gospel-preaching church which stands for the truth and does not cave simply because of what they see in the mainstream media. Just a month or two ago, they were prophesying that President Trump was going to get reelected. And now when they see that the chips are down and it looks like Biden might be, well, I guess I was wrong. Then you weren't a prophet. And you need to quit speaking like you're a prophet. Instead, why don't you stand firm, stand in the gap, and believe that truth will prevail, that President Trump will be declared president once all this illegal activity and fraud has been exposed, and then justice has to prevail. What I mean by that, Dr. Youngblood, those who were responsible for this must pay a penalty. It's not where we say, oh, President Trump won, let's go on business as usual. No, those who perpetrated this should be indicted, tried, and if it was found that they are to be guilty, then they should be sentenced for that.
Yes, absolutely. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go with the question or the comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. And,
yes, ma'am. Go ahead with the question or the comment.
Congressman Hill, greetings. I am much encouraged this morning from Congressman's explanation. I'm grateful to him explaining that there is a way. I was quite concerned because so many are saying I might as well the president step aside and allow what is going on. And because if he does that gracefully, it will enhance his chances of being reelected when the next term begins. Oh my God! It seems so silly to hear, simple-minded, for them to be saying something like that. Because President Trump is in charge, he could not prevent them from depriving him of his second term. When he's outside now, when he's no longer the president, that is when he's going to manage the maneuver and find himself back in under the and they know what socialism gives. Oh my God! But I'm thinking about the whole idea why is it that only the Democrats seem to be able to use things like impeachment or prosecution and so on? Because I'm saying that I can't understand why Biden have so much to have evidence that is out there, strong evidence of misappropriate conduct as a vice president. Why nothing, no prosecution, nothing has started, no impeachment? And would we sit down and allow him under the, with all the what is against him, with all the type of what he's involved in, actually so compromised with China, that shows up in so many different ways? How could we allow him to become the president of the United States? It does sound way out to me. As if it's
that's a good analysis and a good question. Yeah. And thank you so much for that comment and your positive stand on that and your question. Thank you for calling. Congressman, would you respond to her? How can Biden be even potential as a president when the, as I would simply call it, to wrap it up with his things and the things that have been talked about, with all of the baggage, how could he be elected president, yet they make all kind of claims against President Trump?
She made such an excellent point, Dr. Youngblood, yes. And thank you for that caller. And you're absolutely right. You don't hear about this too much, but Joe Biden has been felony charged for crimes by the government of Ukraine. How can we have someone be our president and other nations have charged him with a felony crime? And you don't hear anything about this at all. He and his family have committed all sorts of crime and have enriched themselves. But not only that, Dr. Youngblood, Kamala Harris is not qualified to be vice president. She is not a natural born citizen, which means that you cannot become president of the United States. A natural born citizen is someone whose parents were born here and you were born here. And we know that her mother was born in India. Her father was born in Jamaica, and a lot of people think because her father's from Jamaica that automatically they assume that he is black. He is not. Mm-hmm. And so we have so many people saying that she would be the first black vice president. She's not even black.
She's an
Indian Jamaican. She is not even of African descent.
But it's
utterly amazing, and she does not qualify because she's not a natural born citizen. And then with all these criminal allegations, which are true, unlike what they brought against President Trump, these allegations against Biden and his family can be proven true. Well, what they found on his son's laptop and other emails, that they have committed crimes against this nation and against other nations. And that is exactly why they want to put him in office, because they know that he will be beholden to them. He has to do what they want him to do because he is beholden to the Chinese government and others.
exactly right, and that's the thing that is so frightening with that. There's a term that's being thrown around now by some. Here's an article that says the elites want COVID-19 lockdowns to usher in a great reset, and that should terrify you. That's a statement from Tucker Carlson. And I've probably got 8 or 10 different articles on that subject. Are you familiar with that term, the great reset? What does it mean, and what should our listeners understand about that?
Dr. Youngblood, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, but what I see for that great reset is simply a transference of wealth, that all of those who currently owe the great amount of debt to the United States taxpayers, that the reset would be everything goes back to zero. You don't owe anything. We'll cancel out your college debt. We'll cancel out your home mortgage loan. And there's going to be a great reset where all those who have made all their wealth is going to be distributed to those who worked for it, so they say. When if you worked for it, you would have earned it and it would be your wealth. That's what I understand a great reset is, Dr. Youngblood. And please add to that if I'm missing anything.
Well, that's the good summarization of it completely. And it comes from a person named Klaus Schwab, that's written a book on the subject. He's the World Economics Forum, and has written the book called COVID-19, The Great Reset. And in that, he talks about the need to create a more inclusive, a more resilient, a more sustainable world going forward. And that brings into the Great Reset is carried out by the Green New Deal, climate control, by the elements of Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris and AOC and others, where everything, as you said, is free, free education, any college debt is canceled, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's the great reset, and that great reset is being pushed by George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates, and others that simply want to transfer the wealth into the hands of the dictators around the world. Congressman, we've got about 15 seconds left on the podcast. Wrap up this podcast.
What I would say to your listeners, Dr. Youngblood, is be of courage. Don't be afraid. Look up. Your salvation comes from the Lord. Things are going to be fine. President Trump is going to be elected back in for a second term.
Amen, brother. Thank you so much for joining us today on this broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1/2 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 9:45 p.m. for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You are invited to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday morning worship service, 7 p.m. evening worship service, or 7 p.m. Wednesday fellowship meal Bible study. Prayer, Bible Q&A, and updates on issues facing our city, state, and country. Tune in again for another Let's Face the Issues broadcast. Also tune in the same station Saturday mornings at 9 for expository Bible preaching by Dr. Youngblood. Remember, a rebroadcast of this program can be heard in its entirety 9 p.m. on 100.3 FM and 93.3 HD3. You're also invited to tune in Sunday mornings at 8 a.m. on Talk 100.3 for expository preaching. Tune in and invite others to listen.